Hana Nights. Kathy and I had finally made the transition from Maui to Kauai's North Shore, where we had just spent the last couple weeks. We had been coming to Maui almost every year since the 80s. Maui will always be a Funmeister travel destination. But Maui has just grown too much, too fast. With that said, there is still one place on this island that will always be the true essence of Aloha. We will forever return to Hana. Hana is where Kath will someday spread a few of my ashes. The Hana Coast, Hamoa Beach, Frigate Island, Red Sand Beach, and the Hana Ranch. The drive, town, sun, fun, horses, cattle, pastures, clouds, mist, rain, sunrise, sunset, moonrise, mushrooms, music, the people, the families, their way of life. Hana, ohana. And of course, the hotel Hana Maui. This is Maui, this is Hawaii. It was the Christmas season, and we decided to spend the holiday in Hana. On our way in from the airport, we often stopped to visit our friends, Fred and Susie. We met them through horses at the World Equestrian Games in Roma. They have the most beautiful home and riding arena up on the slopes of Haleakala, surrounded by Ukapula Ranch. We had dinner with them, stayed the night, then headed out on the back road to Hana. We stopped at their winery, then headed out the Pilani Highway. Had a sandwich at the wacky store at Ka'apu. Like always, it was windy, but it was a beautiful, adventurous ride. Up along Ma'alua Bay, we stopped and went for a swim at the waterfall and pool, laid on the hot rocks to dry off, and then drove around the Kapahulu, looking for birds, past seven sacred pools, finally reaching Hana late in the afternoon. We took the old road to Hana when we go back to the airport in Kahului, completing the loop. After a sunset at Homoa Beach, we ate dinner at the hotel, then settled in for a peaceful night's sleep. If you've been on the islands long enough, you actually start losing track of time. TV, cell phones, shoes, your clothes, even your watch. You live by the sun, get up by the sunrise, and go to bed with the sunset. Your life cycle is in tune with the earth and the sun. That night I was sleeping like a rock. Suddenly, a flash, a giant flash of light wakes me. It was the strangest thing in the middle of the night, like someone was outside using an old-fashioned camera with flash bulbs. Big old flashes. Over here, and over there, to the other side of the room, there was no rhythm, no rhyme, no timing to this light. I thought it must be lightning. But there was no thunder. So I get up, went outside, stood on the porch. It was as still as could be. I could see nothing. Pitch black, no moon, no storm, no rain, no thunder, not a sound. What's going on? Then it flashed again. Behind me. I jumped, spun around, then again and again. When I finally got a straight shot, head-on look. The flashes seemed to be concealed behind a dark shadow. A veil hidden within the darkness. The light was dancing deep within the night's black clouds. I could see the outline, the edges of the clouds, but far, far away. It lasted for an hour. It was the most incredible black and white, silent light show you've ever seen, like strobe lights flashing within distant clouds, eventually becoming slithering bolts of lightning, shooting sideways, horizontal, not vertical, flying, crawling branches ripping through and across the entire sky. They rolled like fireballs thrown from the gods. The sign of Zorro, electric sparks and charges instantly exploding. It was like Armageddon, a rocket's white flash. a flash so bright you could see everything. Then instantly, blinded and see nothing, stinging your eyes. My pupils couldn't adjust fast enough. I couldn't see, but there was no sound. As I stood and watched, a slow wind started to blow. It was warm and mysterious. The flashes grew more frequent, but still no thunder, only flashing light. Then the famous Hawaiian mist started to float slowly on the breeze. They call it rain, Hana rain. I'd been up for 2 hours trying to figure this out. But now it's here. I know it's a storm. Growing, blowing, I could smell it. Now it really started to rain. The wind slowly grew from a breeze to a blow, to a howl, to a raging river with unbelievable force, rolling down off the eastern slopes of Haleakala with crushing power, swirling, shooting up, down, then coming at me sideways. She blasted all night. It couldn't stop. It rained in sheets, pounding on the tin roof so hard you couldn't hear or think or see. Underneath all this, like a foundation of sound, a quiet, slow rumble started. From way, way out in the distance. I mean way out, rolling, flowing, like an eruption, coming up from the ocean floor. There was no timing, no connection to the flash. It just grew louder and louder. Slowly the sound started to connect to the flashes, but still no bolts of lightning. Long sheets of waffling steel, slowly creeping up on me. Then shotgun blasts, lightning cracks, sonic booms rolling around and across the sea, coming at me. An atomic blast, you could feel the shock waves now, like pounding surf inside a giant curling wave, rolling, whirling, ringing in my ears, repeating so fast that now you couldn't make out the sound of each roaring boom. It took me to my knees. I couldn't hear. I knew this was a spiritual event unfolding. It has arrived. The mana, the powerful Pele. The gods were now speaking. They were playing their games. Like World War III, up from the bowels of the earth, it seemed to last forever. The energy of this storm became so strong, it shook my soul, the room, the earth, every fiber of my body. It was the most amazing texture of sound, light, and vibrations I've ever experienced. In 3 hours, over 6 inches of rain fell. It was the best night I've seen since the Northern Lights of Alaska. Just as life, all storms must end. It started to lighten. Slowly, oh so slowly, it started to unwind. Out in the night, the sky, the water, the earth, all looked as one melted together. Then the thunder, the rain, the wind, the blackness of the night started to separate, turning into all different shades of gray. Was it starting to reveal a new day? A low, soft hue, a morning light, a sliver of yellow-orange light, sliding along the edge of the ocean's horizon. It was trying to break through, a morning sunrise. I started to make out the edges of the clouds, began to see the surf, crashing waves, even the horses in the pasture and colors of green. Oh my God, is that a patch of blue? Are we going to Homoa Beach today? I couldn't believe it. It finished the way it started, but in reverse. For another hour, no flashes, no lightning, only the rolling, booming, rumbling waves of thunder now floating away from me. Finally, when I walked off the porch and looked around, checking things out, palm fronds, pieces of roof. It looked like a tornado had come through. Oh, no, wait. What the hell? Behind me, encasing Haleakala, was the biggest, blackest clouds, I mean badass sky you've ever seen, like a huge rolling blanket coming right down at me. It was a false alarm. The storm wasn't going to die this easy. It wasn't going to end this way. I couldn't believe it. The wind started blowing again, faster this time. Rain started falling harder this time, and the slow rolling, booming thunder roars rumbling in the distance, but no lightning. The black blanket covered the earth and sea again. Mother Nature in her fullness. When it finally stopped, there was a long period of unbelievable colors and light. Again, the thunder kept slowly drifting away in slow motion. More than 2 inches of rain fell again. It took another hour for the rumbling to stop. The sky finally cleared for another beautiful Hana blue sky day. Later that day, at Hasegawa's store, we talked with the locals. They said the Kapuna, the elders of Hana, hadn't seen a storm like this since they were children decades ago.